To get the money, schools or their districts would have to make big changes. One option the schools have is to close their doors and send students to nearby schools. Another is firing all of the staff and rehiring no more than half of them. Schools also could become charter schools. At the very least, they would have to replace the principal unless there was a recent leadership change. Larry Pikus is a professor at USC's Rossier School of Education. He says schools that are struggling tend to have tremendous staff turnover.
You may be looking at schools who've seen turnover in teachers of 40, 50, 60% in the last 2 or 3 years. So additional teacher turnover in and of itself isn't going to solve the problem. That is the problem.
The Los Angeles Unified School District plans to fire all of the staff at Fremont High School in South LA after years of low performance. Students and teachers at Fremont have protested, and Pikus says the track record of reconstituting schools is mixed. Teachers and administrators often complain about the stigma of being labeled low-performing, but Pikus says being targeted for improvement sometimes works. Sun Valley Middle School in LAUSD was named as one of the worst schools in the state a decade ago. Pikus says it brought in a new principal and saw dramatic improvement. Federal officials have assured the state that schools that replaced their principal in the last 2 years won't have to do so again, according to Rachel Perry at the California Department of Education. Still, school officials' reaction has been mixed. Perry says many are making large budget cuts and don't welcome the news.
However, some districts have chosen to turn this into a positive situation, that despite the fact that they are on the list and they have a label associated with their school, they are looking at this as a great opportunity to apply for funds to do really important things for our kids.
Pikus says schools need to use proven strategies such as improved teacher training and time for teachers to collaborate. Shireen Parsivand, Annenberg Radio News.